Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Today's livestock markets were in the green for live cattle and in the red generally for the feeder cattle. March feeder cattle were down 67 at 136.35. The April's down 65 at 140.40. May feeders down 32 at 143.40, while August, September, and October were 5 to 12 cents higher. Kind of like we've seen over the last couple of trading days, the front end is weak and the back end or longer-term stuff has been pretty strong. Live cattle were higher here. We were 45 cents higher on April at 119.42. The June live cattle up 25 at 117.75. August up 32 at 116.80, and October up 20 at 120.62. So the live cattle market was higher all the way across the board. Yesterday, Oklahoma City was called just a little bit lower. I mean, it was mixed, generally speaking, but looks like it was going to be a little bit lower to settle here. The box beef at midday was lower here. It was about $2 lower on the choice, which was a little disappointing. At 236.96, the leg down $1.10, 226. And the chart watchers or the technical traders are getting a little bit more bearish here as the market has pierced some key support levels.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLATV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures were higher, really strong in the soybean market. March beans were up 22.5 cents at 14.15. The July beans up 17.5 at 13.98. November beans at 12.30 up 10.75. So the old crop versus new crop spread is sort of reversed today, rallying about 7 cents in the July November at 168.75. Corn 4 to 13 higher. The new crop December up 6.5 at 4.75 1/4. Chicago wheat was up 13 to 19, and Kansas City wheat anywhere from 11 to 16 higher. July Kansas City up 11.5 at 6.40 1/4. May cotton today gave some back down 45 at 91.12. And the stock market actually quiet compared to recent trading action. The March Dow's down about 27 cents at 31,486. The March S&P is down 9.25 points at 38.89. And the crude oil and energy futures today are under pressure, about 70 to 80 lower in the May. Crude oil disappointing here. Now the bonds, which reflect interest rates are slightly lower today. The March bonds are at 161.03, up 12 points. Anytime those bonds go up, it means that interest rates or 30-year interest rates have gone down.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.